Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. And here I am with my gorgeous friend and co-host, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
So well. How are you doing, honey?
You know, just coping through this Monday. My laptop's on the... Got the old laptop out. Hoping I don't sound too crazy to anyone right now, but just trying to make my way through life as best as I can.
And I'm still in the guest room in my mom's house with some... I've got my mic atop, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 board games. So I'm kind of, like, hunched over this little desk on my MacBook Air. So, you know, we're both in odd circumstances today.
Yeah.
But well, the crappens never rests, all right, people?
Never. 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 We rest so little that it's that we always have a live show. It seems like around the corner. We have two shows in New York coming up in just a few weeks, actually, October 11th and 12th. That's like in 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks.
Ha, ha, ha.
What about that?
Wow, that's like in 2 weeks, sort of. So October 11th, we have tickets available. Tickets are actually running low. We got an update from our ticket lady. So tickets are running low. If you want to see us in New York City at the Gramercy Theater, you better buy your tickets now because that's going to be that. The 12th is already sold out. And then we have tickets available for our show in Seattle in November and also for Nashville. Nashville is also, I think, getting low. So you guys get those tickets. And I think that's it for our live shows, right?
Yeah, go get your Hey Batch t-shirts over at crappensmerch.com, or you can just go to watchwhatcrappens.com. That's where you will find links to our live show tickets, merch. You'll also find our Patreon links there. We do bonus episodes every week. This week was all about Game of Thrones, my niece's volleyball games here in Texas, the new show Maniac on Netflix, and I started watching The Crown, too.
And The Crown. Yeah, pretty much variation. Same thing, you know, Texas volleyball, Texas middle school volleyball, you know, swords swinging and betrayal in Westeros, you know, England. It's the same.
Yeah. You know, lots of moms and suburbans, just like dragons. It's totally the same thing. Jonah Hill threw me for a loop.
Emma Stone is basically Melisandre, the priestess, you know, so...
Oh, yeah, she is, because she's a ginger. That's why you're saying that. God.
Yeah. And she's also always telling Jonah Hill, the Lord of Light will save you. So
no, she's not.
Too.
She's like, leave me alone. Okay, that's all she says to Jonah Hill, at least in the first episode. She's like, please stop staring at me, sir.
Please stop staring at me, sir. I'm trying to give birth to a shadow.
Yeah, which basically makes her every character in Game of Thrones. Please just don't. Please don't victimize me, sir. That would be great.
What's it to you? What was that show that we watched that where they kept on saying, what's it to you? Some show. Oh, I think it was actually, I'm sorry. That was like Downton Abbey. Was it Downton Abbey? There was some British show I watched where like anytime anyone would say something, someone would go, what's it to you? What's it to you?
I don't know, but it sounds like family dinner over here. So today, today is Married to Medicine Day, and I woke up and torrented this episode because the Bravo thing makes you watch commercials the next day. Like, if you don't watch it the night of, you're forced to watch commercials, which, bitch, no, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I torrented it, and for whatever reason, episode 4 from last year is what I downloaded. And so I was seeing the plots that we were watching in episode last year, and they were cracking me up because it was Toya talking to Eugene, and she's like, "We haven't even been having sexual relations, Ooge," which was cracking me up. And then Quad was like, "You do not know what I have to deal with in my marriage," which I thought, well, that's today. You know, I couldn't tell, you know, what was then and what was today. But then I did get the proper one down, and we were back to Eagles Don't Roll with Chickens.
Finally, the botany lesson that we've been waiting for. Botany, zoology. It's still a botany lesson, you know, because Toya was probably like, "Ooh, eagles, I love that plant." Like, no, eagles are not a plant.
Eagles is not a salad bar, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, Eugene and I are going to go have dinner at Eagles. That's our favorite salad bar. There probably is a salad bar in Atlanta called Eagles.
I'm a vegetarian now. I'm only eating eagles.
Eugene and I lost a lot of weight because we have a membership card at Eagles.
So while they're showing it, it's like, dun, 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 because it was a big fight with Quad. And then it ends up there going, "I cannot be around things that haunt systole." And then Heavenly runs off screaming and crying. And then the last shot is just Quad, calm, totally calm as a cucumber, which is a bird in Toya's mind, putting on eyelash glue.
And don't forget that Toya is standing there off camera with her plate of crab legs, being like, "What's going on here?" Just eating some eagles.
Girl, no matter what happens, Toya will keep eating. I mean, this whole episode is like shit is going down, and Toya's just standing there like, "Is there more holidaysies?"
That's the best part about Eagles. They got unlimited salad bar. Bottomless, bottomless breadsticks and salad bar at Eagles.
So that's what has happened, and that leads us into this episode. Now, Heavily has just screamed at Quad for saying she's not sisterly, and she comes stomping back to the table where Simone and Toya are just, like, calmly eating. And, like, this cast is the best. So Heavily comes back, and she's like, "We can't be sisters just because we argue."
"I don't understand. Like, we can't have sisters. And, like, look, I mean, like, Toya could forgive your stupid ass Mariah, Daddy."
And Mariah's like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah, Mariah's like, "I ain't told no lies." And she's like, "Yes, you have. And we're not talking about it right now. But if you can forgive her." And Mariah's like, "Oh, hell no."
No, like, don't drag me into this. Mad. And she's basically, she's like going back as far as season one with that like epic fight by the pool. I mean, that was the reason why this show is a hit, because they showed that in the trailer and everyone was like, "I have to watch this show." And that was when Toya and Mariah got into a fight because Toya told people that Lauren was adopted. And so that's Heavenly's like, if you can forgive Toya or Toya for what she did, then like that's, or like Toya can forgive you for what she did, then that's like a line of forgiveness. Like, oh my God. It's like, okay, Heavenly, you're trying to like transfer this onto Mariah and Toya, and I wish I could say it's not working, but it actually works very well.
Yeah, it worked for me. I was like, "Oh yeah, I do hate Mariah." Roar!
Yeah.
So then Heavenly joins, she goes over to Simone's side because now they're split up at two different places. And so she goes to sit next to Simone. And Mariah's like, "Now, why did we split? Why is everything against me? Why does everything have to be against me?" Okay, Mariah, just 2 weeks ago, you told everybody that Heavenly's husband is having an affair and you have receipts. Why is she acting like that's like no big deal? You know, she's like, "Why is everybody trying to make me look bad?" "Because you're bad."
Yeah. And Heavenly's like, "Because you lie." And then Heavenly's like, "Just because your husband cheated didn't mean that mine did." So now they're both, you know, accusing each other's husbands of cheating, which is productive.
Yeah. And you're probably both right.
Yeah.
By the way, and Heavenly tells us, "I need more sessions before I can listen to some bullshit in my own house." And so Mariah's like, "I came with receipts and invoices. Receipts and invoices.
coupons too, bitch.
I have binders, okay? I got receipts. I got invoices. I got PO numbers.
It's just cracking me up having Mariah back full time because you really get immersed in how Mariah is. Like, she's always shimmying when she talks and, like,
yeah.
I mean, she's in constant dance mode while she talks. She's literally shimmying right now, like she's in some old 20s club, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So Heavenly goes back to what she does in front of Mariah's mom, and she's like, I know where my mama is. Do you know where your dirty ass ugly mama is, daddy?
Because Mariah said, yo mama. I mean, that's when I love when these people start fighting. Because Heavenly's like, you're a liar, and I don't even do lies like that, you dirty down, low down mind, bitch. And
yeah.
Mariah's like, yo mama. And she's like, well, at least I know where my mama is. And then Toya goes, please, no more of the yo mama jokes. Poor Mama Lucy. Poor Mama Lucy.
I know. We spent like a season half working through Heavenly and her addiction to saying yo mama jokes, and I thought we were past it, but I guess not.
No, we're never past it, thank God, because we have to see Dr. K at some point.
Yeah, exactly. And then Mariah's like, bitch, your house is nasty, it's like contaminated up. I couldn't even understand what she was saying because there was like a lot of cursing and fast talking, but I heard the word contamination.
Dude, I rewound it three times because I was so obsessed with what she was saying. She goes, your house nasty, pressure wash this motherfucker. I couldn't understand the last part either, and I kept rewinding, but she says something like, you done set off records with this mold and contamination. And then Simone is cracking up, like she is just laughing her ass off, and Mariah's like, well, I'll just leave, how about that? And so Mariah leaves by herself.
Yeah, after all this fighting, and then they all go into the kitchen, and Quad is still there. Quad's just like lingering in the kitchen, just standing calmly. Like, oh, you're still here, Quad? And then
she's
Quad's
mad
like,
now. She's mad that everybody didn't chase her down.
She's like, well, apparently everyone's shit is more important than mine, and Dr. Gregor, no one understands what I'm going through. No one understands. Everyone has issues. And then Heavenly's like, everyone seems to have issues with everyone else. Is it the crabs? Daddy.
No one's even asked me about my eyelashes.
And Quad's like losing her
Did
mind.
Did I have to find glue? No one even asked if I found the glue.
So Heavenly has immediately just decided that she's more mad at Mariah, so now she's going to be nice to Quad again. And she's like, I apologize 1,000 times, baby. And then Quad starts in smart talking. She's like, I was just saying that at the time and the moment at the table was not conducive to my issues regarding Gregory in that moment of time. Hibble dabble diggle dabble.
You can have a camel with a hubcap, but you're not going to get any closer to Florida. What? So then Quad goes and sits with Simone, and she's like, you know, they're like, you two need to talk. So she's like, I care about you. Okay. And Simone's like, it doesn't feel like it, Quad. She's in super, like, ultra scary, calm Dr. Simone mode, you know?
Yes.
Where she's just like, super monotone, which means she's about to yell at you, you know?
Yep, that's her. And she just nods her head with that little smile. And Quad's like, I am going through a lot right now. It's like, I know, Quad. I know, Quad. I know, but, Quad. It's like, oh my God.
But the difference, Quad, and you know, she also does this thing with the head. She sort of like tilts her head to the side. The difference, Quad, is that I'm open with my shit. Okay, Quad? I am open with my shit, CISO.
I'm not CISO.
I wrote
Why
down,
Why don't
nod.
You try to be CISO?
Nod, 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 Simone. And Jackie comes late, and she's like, hello, good to see you. And Quad, her new thing is saying,
good to be seen.
Yes, good to be seen. It's so good to be seen. I was transparent for so long. And now I'm opaque. I'm seen. They finally see me.
And Jackie tells us, well, something happened. I sensed so much tension and drama. God bless us. It's like she prays. You sense tension, really? There's like crap splattered all over the side of the house, okay? I know. It's like blood dripping from the gutters, okay? You sense tension?
It's the crab wedding, yeah. So, a little Game of Thrones reference, since I now want to know, and I understand it. Someone came up from behind a crab and stabbed it in the stomach 3 times. So
I'm not sure if the audio is cutting in and out for anybody, but our mics, as we explained earlier, our mics are in we're in dire straits today. So if there's a little like cutting in and out, so sorry. Okay, we're gonna fix as much as we can in post. Yeah, a little bit, and I can't tell if it's just my headphones because I'm wearing those wireless AirPod things, and so it might just be the Bluetooth connection. So I'm not sure if it's recording.
It probably is. It probably is because I hear you fine.
Okay,
and. I mean, and I also put my little cable up on the table. Cable on the table. It's so good to be seen with my rhymes.
Cable on the table.
So this way I'm not hitting it with my knees like I was in the bonus episode. So hopefully, like on my end, I think I've eliminated cutout issue. But I think it might be a headphone issue.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is. I don't know why.
It's taken so long to hear. My voice through your headphones, but it's so hard to speak to you, Ronnie. I tried every minute.
The difference is...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Why did it start cutting out? We totally just jinxed it by talking
I could... No. Oh, I heard a little pop there. Did I cut out there?
Well, let's not freak out the whole time. I'm just saying it could happen in and out, guys, okay? We don't need to about it. Well, it might be. Steve Jobs. His ass is dead. We don't even have to care what he thinks.
Have you used those headphones before when we podcasted?
Yes, I have.
Weird.
But who knows?
I don't trust them. I inherently don't trust EarPods. I feel like they're going to fall out.
I'm not judging around. So.
Well, I just mean in life. I don't think I don't trust putting those in and then walking down a street and expect them to stay in my ears because normal headphones fall out anyway. So I don't expect ones that are not tethered to me to just like fall out and be okay. I don't feel like I am okay with that. Okay, those headphones are not in my sister circle.
How dare you, Daddy?
Okay, so now all the ladies are together now talking through
They do that class thing where they say, let's let them talk, just the two of them, okay? And then they're talking, and then everyone slowly, like, gradually wades their way over and just sort of, like, casually, like, drapes themselves on the couch next to them. It's like, okay, it's a group conversation. It's a group conversation.
Yeah, and it's time for the Quadgina monologues, because Quad is just, like, in the center stage, sobbing and, you know, having her Quad monologue as usual. And she's like,
I am struggling to find my purpose and my happy.
You know, just like totally over the top. And then Heavenly's like, why are you staying in a situation that's making you unhappy? Why? Why? And Quad's like, Heavenly, 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 you don't know what I'm doing. You want to loan me to speak? What is happening to us?
I just love Quad's thing of when she goes from like bellowing drama to like weird monster voice, you know, where she's like, on a daily basis, I'm struggling to hold on to my happiness. And every day I go to get up and I gotta be with this person. I gotta be happy. You're like, whoa, what is going on with Quad? God, are you choking on a pistachio? Help you. We're doctors here.
And Simone's like, you can call me on my shit any day you want to, Quad. I love you, but you cannot put us on a shelf and play with us on the days you choose to, Quad.
And Quad's like, okay. Quad is like, make a mental memo to herself to get rid of the shelf with her like Simone doll on it. I just installed that shelf. You don't know what it turned. That shelf on the wall, it was so hard.
And then Heavenly goes, I think this is what sisterhood looks like. And then we find out later in the episode that Heavenly doesn't even speak to her sister, which is, like, it makes this whole scene make so much more sense.
And you know that, like, Toya's eyes were darting left and right to be like, could we add more crab legs to the sisterhood picture? Thanks.
Oh, so somehow, as often does on the show, they are
more butter slots.
I need less eagle and more blue cheese. Okay, so the next, they end the scene as they often do, just laughing anyway, cracking up, like, oh, another fun day, screaming and yelling at each other and dragging each other through the mud. Okay, this was fun. See you guys tomorrow. Bowling, anybody?
Yeah. So then we do that thing where we see like little scenes of what everyone's doing around town, and we see Quad playing with her dog. She's like, "You want the duck? Do you want the duck or the little puppy dog? What does the puppy want? Does she want a duck? Then you shall have a duck." Okay.
Water rolls off your back like a duck.
Oh, I've played duck, but I have not, and I will not play goose. I cannot goose anymore.
Why must I always be the goose in this relationship?
I've run circles around you, and you have still not caught me, but I have not been allowed to take a seat in the proper duck place in the duck-duck-goose circle.
So then Simone is at work, because this is like one line where they're all getting ready, you know, for the next day. It's like, we are girls. Yeah. And Simone is, she's telling her secretary, she's like, well, then she needs to make an appointment. She goes, she did. She's already scheduled. She goes, watch your tone. Watch your tone.
I'm going to put you back on your shelf, and I'll tell you when I'm ready to play.
And then over at Contessa's, she's like, kids, I have kids. And then,
that's really all it was. It's like kids getting out of the car.
Yeah. And Mariah at Toya's house. So Toya is like, maybe I'm just in a bad mood today. Yesterday, what the hell are you supposed to do when you're dealing with women who are disrespectful? I'm like, Toya, you just told off somebody on FaceTime in front of an entire party. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, well, I'm a little down in the dumps today because I found out that the local Eagles just closed, so no more salad bar for me, Eugene.
Did you know that Eagles is the only vegetable that bleeds when you chop off its head?
Oh, look, I went to Home Goods and I got myself a new Eagle spinner. Dries off all the Eagles.
So Mariah's like, well, surely you're not more angry than me. Because I'm very angry about what Heavenly said about me. I just don't understand why it always has to come back to me. This, like, totally forgetting that cheating thing. So Toya, who doesn't, you know, you can say what you want about Toya, but she doesn't really let anything slip by, you know. She's not going to let Mariah pretend she didn't do anything. So she's like...
Yeah, except tax due dates. Yeah. No deadlines.
She's like, well, you said you got receipts. You got receipts and invoices. And invoices.
What you should have did was hire an accountant, so that way you have someplace to put all together, and you could have filed a 1099 CW9040-36690WZ.
She said, if it's hearsay, and Heavenly's Mariah's like, what she did is hearsay. So I'm like, so you have nothing, is what you're saying. Do you think she has something?
Yeah.
I think if she had something, she would be out with it already.
Yeah, she doesn't. Even if she did have something, Daddy will just do the, oh, Bubba, oh, I'm sad. Doesn't he call her Bubba also, or no?
It'll be like, Mama. I don't understand why she was so mean to me.
Why was she being so mean to me?
I never come
for
the
women. I was just trying to help the stripper out.
That's what a good Christian man does.
Yeah.
So Heavenly is Mariah. I kept writing Heavenly. They're nothing alike. Like, why would I even write that?
Yeah. So they're talking about, and then all of a sudden it switches to Contessa, talking about Contessa and Toya's issue. Mariah's like, Mariah basically is like, just take the higher road with this. I know I say that, and I'm totally incapable of doing that with Heavenly, but you should try, because maybe you can do it, which is like, no, Toya will never take the higher road.
Yeah, no, that's never going to happen. And she's like,
there are no eagles on the higher road.
Yeah, if you did something wrong, own it and apologize. And Mariah's like, yeah, I'm going to try with Heavenly, which, you know, no, you're not. And so Toya's like, well, okay, fine. I'll sit down and talk to her. But it's all about good communication, girl. I love when Toya does this car. Yeah, the Toya driving girls.
Toya actually steps into her own girl sound, puts on a seatbelt, and drives off to Eagles to get the lunch special.
So over at Contessa's house in the morning, the kids are waking up, and we get a good shot of the kid falling asleep over breakfast, which is classic. I still do it.
Yeah, it was so cute. He's like, I'm tired. And so she, her dad is flying back home, and so she goes down to the room to talk with him, and they have a really nice scene. It was like very emotional. She says how she, you know, like he missed a lot of things in her childhood, and she would come up with like little stories as to where he was, like he worked in the CIA or something. And then as she got older, she sort of had to face the reality of it, but she's really let that stuff go, et cetera. And he's like, I'm sorry. And, you know, and then she starts talking to her dad about chemo or really about like cancer treatment, and like makes him promise to like put her on the phone when he's with the doctor and they can discuss treatments. And she's not going to force him to do chemo because her mom went through chemo, but it didn't really help anything. And, you know, it was like very emotional. And then Contessa basically says that she wants to get a mastectomy because she's concerned about breast cancer and she doesn't want to be concerned about it anymore. And she wants her dad to join her for that. So it was like a very like lovely emotional scene. And I actually want to just say, I feel like I want everyone, ladies, to get your mammograms, because I found out on Friday, this girl that I know who I haven't seen in like 6 or 7 years, I found out she just died of breast cancer. And so I want to say, like, oh my God, she was way too young.
Sorry.
I know. I'm not trying to make it super sad. I'm trying to make it into a thing to motivate people. Okay. I'm sorry. But she was way, way, way young. So I want everyone to go get a mastectomy. So that's for you. That's for Valeska Gann.
And aww, that's so sad. I'm sorry. Well, it's, Ben,
it's not like it's fine, but it's like, you know, it's not, I'm not like sitting here like, but I just felt like, you know what, this came up and then about Valeska on Friday. So why not use this platform to inspire our listeners to go take themselves a little bit?
Yeah. Get your mammograms.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Get your mammograms. Sure. Right.
I support that. I'll come with
Thanks.
You.
But then my favorite part of the scene when they hugged it. Like her dad is like, has this like big tooth headpiece from like 10 years ago, and like they hug, and that's like just fully just like poking her in the eye. And you know, the entire time she's like, I really wish you would get a different, like, you don't need to be wearing this right now, dad. You're not getting any calls and you're not driving.
Yeah. He's like, I could be getting a business call at any moment. Yeah, so next up, we go over to Dr. Jackie, who is putting Fitney Field Day number 2 up, which, you know,
Jackie.
Yeah. God, Jackie. God.
I love you. Stop trying to make fetch happen, okay? Fitney is not... Just stop.
So Curtis arrives, and he's got flowers and a gift, which means he's fucking somebody new.
Exactly. I was like, what? Who do you fuck?
Yep.
Who do you fuck? Yeah, last night at the auto show.
Yeah, Dustin Auto Show. So he shows up with a gift, and she's like, well, I guess he forgot about my Louis. It's been over a year since I got my last one. And this one's some Chanel perfume. And she's like, thank you. And, you know, I say, you better fire up that old iCloud Find My Friends. Figure out where his ass has been. So next up, so, she's basically saying, I need your help with this, Curtis. And he's like, well, now I missed the last Fitney. And she's like, yes. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. You cheating asshole.
You
get
cheating
out of my office.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. So basically they're planning Fitney. I mean, it's not that exciting. Do you have anything more to say about this scene?
That's a, No, except I think that they should rename Vinny to Eugene Torture Day, because that's he's the one who really gets it the worst. He gets stuck doing something he doesn't want to do, sweating. Just wants to get back to his Barca Lounger and watching some show on Discovery.
Yes. And Curtis is tortured too, let's not forget, because Jack, he brings her lunch and she's like, now don't eat more than two bites of that pasta, because that is a lot of carbs. Curtis, why are you eating more? He's like, this is good. I'm sorry. I'm eating it. So next
no better than
Heavenly.
To bring pasta to Jack. Sorry,
it.
I was just...
No, it's that we have like a little delay because of our setup today. It's making me crazy.
I know. I can tell. I can tell every time like the lag catches up to you, because I can just I know my Ronnie at this point, and so I feel bad. I feel bad that it's problematic for you over there in Texas.
Guys, it's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's the future's fault. Okay.
It's Vitney's fault, okay?
It's Vitney's fault.
All I was saying is that Curtis should know better than to bring pasta to Dr. Jackie, okay?
Yeah, he's fucking with her. Don't you think he's taunting her by doing that?
I think so. I think fully. And he probably brought a shape that she doesn't like.
She hates rigatoni.
Can I tell you something? Side, just a, really quick. I went to Italy last night. Do you know about Italy?
I won't go Italy. To a place called Italy. I mean, that's just too much.
I went to the one in Chicago, which was awesome. And then since I had to go to the Genius Bar in Century City last night, which was a whole issue, but it's next to Italy. And I'd check it out, because I hadn't been to the one in LA yet. And I figured also there's a recipe I've been eyeing that calls for a very specific sort of pasta. So I was like, perfect. I'm at Italy. Let me tell you something. They just had like 10 different variations of penne. They did not have a lot of shapes. You can find more shapes at like Ralph's. You can find more produce at Ralph's, and everything's cheaper too. I have to say, I was a little overhyped, and I was very disappointed with the LA Eataly.
Well, shame on you, Eataly.
Thank you.
I didn't know it was a grocery store. I thought it was like a restaurant or something.
It's both. It's like a food court grocery store. It's like It's like fun in theory. The one in Chicago, I felt like my eyes were like so big, and I was like, wow, everything. But here I was like, okay, so you have penne and penne and penne and penne, and here's something I never heard of, and more penne. I was a little disappointed in the pasta selection, to be honest.
That sucks. I hate that, because it's like you work yourself up to eat pasta, you know? It's like, yeah, it's pasta time.
Yeah. I know. I just need to get tests. Sorry.
Well, how do you feel how do you think Dr. K feels when Heavenly, the ultimate obnoxious pasta, shows up to your house? Heavenly's like angel hair. Like, what good are you sometimes? What good are you in my doctor's office?
That's like way too. Heavenly is like, angel hair is like skinny and tangly and like the worst. But Heavenly like a. Like manicotti or something, like this big old thing. You're like, whoa, like always needs to be stuffed.
Yeah, I think she's one of those stuffed shells. And you're like, oh, stuffed shells, that sounds delicious. Yeah, but then there's just like two, and you're like, god damn it, I got robbed. It's just all cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a strong point. Yeah.
So Heavenly shows up at Dr. K, and he's got more pictures on easels, which, I mean, this guy. So she's like, hello, Dr. K. How you feeling today? And he's like, I'm feeling blessed. I'm thankful that you're back, because I'm blessed. My. Day.
I was a little upset that he busted out any my's this week. I was like, that's your tagline. How are you not saying my?
I know. Get your branding together, Dr. K.
I also felt bad that he never got to unveil his easels. At least last time he got two of them unveiled. This time it just looked like a bunch of looked like a easel funeral. They just were all draped in black, like they were crying over there, like some easel that had died.
Like a bunch of mirrors in an Italian funeral or whatever. So he's like, how did your week go? And she's like, I had a ball for my friends, and this bitch Mariah said my husband cheated on me, and I told her she's a little damn dirty bitch, and I kicked her out of my house. That's what you would do, right, doctor?
And he goes, if I were demonstrating low emotional intelligence, then yes. I was like, whoa. Dr. K brought shade this week.
She's like, I cannot stand alone, doctor. And he tells her that she's a representation of her past. Like, if her dad was a dick, she's going to probably be a dick. Or if her mom was mean to her, she's probably going to be mean. Stuff like that. And he's like, so what about your past? And she's like, I thought, how have they not mined this yet? Because this is perfect. I mean, Heavenly can have an entire spinoff of her past. I would totally watch her going to revisit her tree.
I agree. I thought it was actually very fascinating. She like started talking about her sister, and it was almost as if TV Heavenly melted away a little bit. She got very sort of like calm, and I don't know. She just wasn't as animated, and it was fascinating. And basically, she was the smart one. Her sister Denise was the pretty one, and her mom always told like, "Oh, you're told Heavenly, you're gonna be a doctor," and I guess told Denise, "You're gonna be a hoe" or something like that. But enough that they had like an issue, and then they, I guess, so when Denise came to stay at Heavenly's place once, like when they were younger, Denise was like talking shit about Heavenly while she was staying at her place, and they haven't talked since. But it was like a fascinating, like, sisterly history, and I also couldn't help but think that that was really fucked up of the mom to sort of like pit them against each other like that. It was almost as if we were seeing a different version of Kyle and Kim Richards, and we hadn't even met the other sister yet.
Oh my God, we're gonna get to meet extra large Marge.
But I don't know. Did they say she's alive? Is she alive?
I don't know. She didn't say she was dead, did she? Well, she does speak about her in past tense, but she's also speaking about the past. Because she says, she never thought she loved me, but she showed me. And he's like, wow. No, no, no. Stop, stop, stop. Say it again, again, again. Your mother never said I love you. Now, when it is said to you,
I reject it. I didn't even believe my husband. He had to show me.
Like that song, Show Me Love. Now that is a song, Show Me Love. Now that's how you live your life, just like Robin S.
So he's like, okay, well, we're getting your sister on this show, so you're going to have to stop unblurring her from these pictures that we're showing, because the sister has not given permission yet, so all the pictures from the past, her face is blurred out.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that if the sister refuses to come on and they have to cast her, let's bring back Jack A. Come on, guys, it's time.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have Jack A playing the role. Playing the role of...
Oh, Heavenly. Oh, Heavenly.
So now it's time for Fitney, the field day, which is taking place at a trampoline park this year. So everyone shows up, and Contessa gives a big hug to Toya, and Toya's like, oh, she's back. What she should have did was, like, ignore me, but instead she gave me a big hug. Didn't even give me any crab legs, so whatever.
And then Quad comes, and Simone says, two in a row! And applauds her. And then Mariah's really excited to see Heavenly. She's like, I'm excited to see all the ladies tonight except Heavenly. But there's trampolines in here, so I'll just jump up and kickbox her ass if I need to.
It's funny. I'm not sure that's how it works, but I also appreciate that Fitney Field Day is neither at a field nor taking place during the day. So some branding issues. It's like you're inside at night, just so you know.
So Curtis and Jackie are making a bunch of sex storms and kissing and stuff. And Curtis is like, well, public affection is great. Or Cecil is like, Curtis, public affection is great, but make sure that leads back to home. And Simone's like, sex. That is what he means. Sex.
Well, now I know why they're having issues. Because when he says, make sure public affection leads back to home, well, they've got two homes. Where's the public affection going to go to? It's getting lost. That's why. Okay. Figured it out.
Solved it.
Public affection's like, do I go to the north home or the south home?
So Curtis has a whistle, which really infuriates me. Okay. I don't want Curtis getting credit for anything, even if it is just Fitney. I hate him. Yeah. So basically, Jackie puts all the enemies on teams together. Yeah. And Heavenly tells us as everything's getting organized, she goes, because Jackie's like, now there will be no cheating. Am I right, Heavenly? And Heavenly's like, I will not cheat. And then she tells us, well, last Fitney was when Curtis was cheating, and this Fitney is when Curtis is back. I just hope they get their shit together so I can stop coming to Fitney.
Yeah, seriously. I also like when Simone said, when they were playing dodgeball right before that, when Simone goes, Quad will be hard to hit because she's accustomed to dodging her friends.
And then Eugene nails Heavenly right in the head with the dodgeball. Okay, so next after dodgeball is when they get into teams of people that hate each other. So it's Quad and Simone, Toya and Contessa, and the other ones who hate each
other. Mariah Heavenly.
Yeah, Mariah and Heavenly, yeah. So Toya's like, I ain't chicken and I'm not scared. I'll roll with the eagle, so come on, little bird. I'm like, are we going to just keep this up? Please, at least bring new birds into it, you know? She's like, crow me, crow you, crow, crow. And then Contessa's like, I feel like I'm clucking. I feel like I'm clucking right now.
Cluck, cluck. I'm like, I agree. Let's like bring like, how about an egret or a cardinal, you know?
Well, don't hurt the poor girl. I mean, maybe like one of those really nice little birds that are like a dollar at the store. What are those called?
How about a goldfish?
Parakeet.
Oh, well, you know, what about like a sandpiper? I feel like a sandpiper are hilarious. They're just like skittering around on the beach as if like everyone's looking, like they act as if everyone's coming for them and no one's coming for the sandpiper. The sandpiper's like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. It's like, you know what? Relax, Bethany. Okay. Just like take a seat and enjoy this wave.
Like that no way one's I can. Coming for you, sandpiper.
It's true. They're always like, stop it. Relax, enjoy yourself. You're at a beach, sandpiper.
So Toya goes up to talk to Contessa, and Contessa's just like, hi, because she's from the school of just be nice. There's no reasoning with Toya, right? So yeah. Toya's like, you giving hugs? No. And she's like, well, I just don't want anger with my friends, Toya, okay? I was in a different place. My dad was sick, and I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. And Toya's like, well, anyone can say I'm sorry, but
like, okay, this is not Toya. The place. I'm like, wait, I thought it was a good apology. I think Toya was just like, no, I want to have my own scene at my own at a different restaurant or at a restaurant so I can get a free dinner, you know? I think that's what her mind was.
Pretty much.
I'm sick of eating at Eagles, okay? I don't want to eat at Eagles anymore.
So this pretty, they basically just play games, and I don't have a whole lot written down for Fitney. How about you?
No, they're just like, they're playing games. They're like dunking balls. At one point, like Mariah like tries to like dunk a basketball and a thing. And Heaven's like, sure, daddy, she knows how to dunk. She's been dunking donuts all year long. And then there's like talk about girl power or whatever. And Jackie and Curtis are affectionate, yada, yada, yada. We then move forward to a restaurant where Toya and Contessa meet to bury the hatchet.
Yes, and Contessa is ready to fight, and we know because she's hiding her lace front with a new hat. She's not going to let Toya get to her with her season 2 wig.
And the thing is that, like, Contessa was being an aggressor unnecessarily. Toya was basically like, well, what I should have did was told you this earlier, but, like, I feel like something changed between you and I, between when I last saw an ambulance and when I last heard the story about the drug kazar. Did you hear about the drug kazar? It was an agreement, and Eugene got so mad about it. So, anyway, I think something turns around then. You know what I'm saying?
The drug kazar.
I'm just bringing out all the Toya hits. I'm like, I'm going to wedge it in there. I don't care. It has nothing to do with the scene.
I missed that. He's going to be a drug kazar. And so Contessa's like, I think you're making something out of nothing. Okay.
Right.
This is nothing.
Which is really not a great, that's a way to make sure like an open communication closes up. Cause it's like, basically it's accusatory and it's condescending. And when you're dealing with someone like with Toya, it's like, I know what Contessa is meaning to say, which is like, listen, it wasn't a whole big thing. But when she says that, it makes Toya feel like she's an idiot, which she generally is, but Contessa should have been like, listen, it was a small thing, let's not make it a big deal. But instead she goes, you're making something out of nothing. I think that's what you're doing, which then means that the communication will no longer be productive.
Yeah. And she's like, but we're not on the same page. And last year I had a party and I thought it was my friend who would be celebrating coming out of debt, but you said my party was bullshit.
And then we see the clips of Contessa telling, I think, Simone or Jackie, oh, so now we're celebrating paying off the IRS by spending more money. Is that what we're doing? Which, she was right. But also I remember thinking at the time, well, that's really bitchy. I mean, that's not nice. Of course she's going to get yelled at.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too. But of course Tori is going to be offended. My thing is, wasn't this at the reunion? Like, why are we fighting about this again?
Yeah, it's weird that it's coming back. I agree.
And so it wasn't, I think, a big, that's what Contessa's trying to say. Yeah, and then Mariah is like, well, you couldn't even come fight with me. You know, Mariah, you were trying to, you had a party so that you could drag this woman in public and yell at her and scream at her in public, and you didn't get the chance, and now you're mad that you didn't get the chance. And so you made an ass out of yourself screaming at her on the phone instead in front of everybody, and made an ass out of yourself, and you're still going to act like you're the victim of something. Please, you're an idiot. Yeah. You just came out of huge tax debt, and then you throw thousands of dollars on a party. It's stupid. Get over it. Why are you allowed to make judgments on everybody else's marriage and everybody else's decisions, but nobody is allowed to make catty comments about you, Toya?
And it wasn't honestly even that catty. Like, as catty things go, it was, to me, it just was like shade. It was like a light shade, and it was like true. And, you know, but the thing is, Contessa does herself no favors, because Toya's trying to explain why she's feeling hurt in her own Toya way. And Contessa's like, this is not that big of a deal. This is not, which is like the worst thing you want to hear when you're trying to like be emotionally open. So like Contessa, even though like, she shouldn't have to, like, even though this is like Toya was the one who was being messy, and I don't, and all that Contessa really has to apologize for is not sending a text saying, hey, sorry, I'm not gonna make it tonight. Contessa is now making herself the loser in this argument.
Yeah, she's a dum-dum too, because now she's going in for the kill by doing things like, what's wrong with you, baby? What's wrong, sweetheart? Is that really a problem, baby, sweetheart? Like, she's really pushing her now to, like, make her lose it. And she tells us, well, when you're in the military, you learn that the mission is the important thing, and you just move on. Well, okay, but you just kind of bombed an innocent village, so you're going to have to kind of answer for that. Okay, sorry.
I have bad news. You're in Vietnam at the moment. So, yeah, and then, like, in the middle of this, the waiter comes over, and then Contessa has, like, the most elaborate ordering process. Like, Toya's trying to talk with her, and she's like, what is your favorite thing? Can you tell me your favorite thing? A seafood boil. Huh, what about the fajitas? You could put the beef from the fajitas in the seafood boil. Can you put the seafood in the fajitas? Now, what about garlic bread? Do you have garlic bread and regular bread? Can you do a mix and a match? How about that? What about a salad? What dressing comes with that? And Toya is just getting so angry that she's having to sit there and wait for all this to be over with.
Yes, and as a viewer, I've never really been anti-Contessa. Now, as a waiter, fuck Contessa. Fuck Contessa, because I know people, when people do this, what they're trying to do. And they're just trying to be badasses by being dicks with their ordering, you know? And you're only making yourself look stupid. Just order the fucking salmon, you ass.
Yeah. Exactly. So then Toya is now, like, unhappy, and she's like, well, what you should have did. And Contessa's like, you know what? I've had enough. And she like leaves the restaurant, and then all of a sudden she comes back. She's like, oh, that's right, I just ordered a whole lot of food, so you're gonna have to leave the restaurant.
Yeah, because Toya's like, you leaving? Bye bitch, bye. And she hears bitch, and she's like, oh, she's not gonna call me a bitch and then eat my food. So Toya's like, oh, what do I gotta show you how to walk away? Okay, I'm gonna walk away then. So she gets up and walks away, and Contessa's like, great, the check's on you. Okay,
yeah,
fine, go, I'll take another drink, please.
Yeah. And that's where the drama left off.
And that's where we ended. So
another fun episode of Married to Medicine.
Tomorrow we're going to be back with some Real Housewives of Orange County and our bonus episode. So if you want that Governor L Patreon, don't forget to get tickets over at Watch What Crappens Live for New York, October 11th and 12th. The first show is Dallas. The next show is a classic Real Housewives of New York. That one sold out. Sorry. So get your Dallas tickets for that's Friday night, right, Ben?
Dallas is Thursday and New York 11th. Is Friday.
Okay, yeah. And then the next month in November, we'll be in Seattle, and the month after that, we are in Denver to close out 2018. You can also go get your Hey Batch t-shirts over at watchwhatcrappens.com or crappensmerch.com. We sure love you guys. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.